And now it's time for Foodstuffs, our weekly look at food and food culture in the Granite State. This warm weather means farmers markets are moving outdoors again, offering up all kinds of products grown and made here in New Hampshire. Jim Ramanak of Warner River Organics has been participating in a variety of farmers markets around Merrimack County, and he joins me now to talk about how New Hampshire farmers markets have changed over the years. Thank you very much for joining me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You've been participating in farmers markets for more than 11 years at various ones in the Merrimack County area. Tell me, how have they changed over the years?
In a couple of ways. One is that there weren't very many to begin with. And then maybe 2 years ago, there was an explosion of markets. So there were many, many markets. And unfortunately, the number of farmers didn't increase. So, you know, you'd have farmers markets with two or three vendors in them. And so that's caught up with the farmers market. So now there's being a little contraction in the number of markets and more vendors at the markets. So that's one big change. The other big change is consumers. In the last 3 years, have really taken on to farmers markets, you know, buying locals, a big buy local movement. So that's supported. Plus growing sustainably, customers really like that.
And what about the kind of things that have been appearing at farmers markets over the years? Has it tended to be mostly New Hampshire stuff, or over the years has there been more stuff from other states coming into these New Hampshire farmers markets?
No, well, it depends on the market. Most markets have rules about where the produce can come from, and most of it is local, or they'll say something like it has to be 25% local, or, you know, if you're doing a farmers market and none of the vendors sell corn, then they may allow you to buy corn in from a New Hampshire vendor. Usually you can't buy anything from out of state.
What do you look forward to most as a participant in these farmers markets?
Just producing a lot, meeting customers, you know, getting the product out there, introducing new products. We started growing ginger last year. It took about 3 years to figure out how to grow it, but we were successful last year, and we're going to be really successful this year. So the introduction of new products, meeting customers is always really great.
What do you think is likely to change about New Hampshire farmers markets in the years to come?
I don't know the impact of what larger farms. There was an article in the paper the other day about a big salad mix producing company in Loudoun. I don't know the impact that those will have on the markets, I think the number of markets will drop down and the number of customers will increase per market. So, I mean, I think that's the trend that we're looking at. And again, it's still buy local. People will continue that trend.
Fantastic. Well, Jim, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
That's Jim Ramanak of Warner River Organics.